Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Aaron Burke, thank you so much for talking to us on 101.9 Chai FM this afternoon.
Thank you for the opportunity. It's a pleasure.
So, Aaron, I'm going to own up to absolute ignorance and tell you I got the shock of my life when I was sent this incredible clip last night. Absolutely loved it and then found out you're a local guy. Tell me about yourself and where do you get off singing incredibly beautifully like that?
Thank you. So, when I grew up, music was a big part of my life. And Shabbos, on the Sabbath, we used to sing at home. And I used to listen to all the new CDs. And I really enjoyed the music and the singing. When I was a bit older, I played some piano. I went for some piano lessons. And then actually, more recently, over the last few years, I did some voice training. And I enjoyed the chuppah singing at weddings, chuppahs. And it slowly started developing. Actually started off with Baruch Raff from Lechatchila Band, and he's like coached me into it, and that slowly developed over the last few years. That's
absolutely incredible. And I looked because as I said, I'm embarrassed to say I didn't know your music before yesterday. I would definitely quite taken by it, but you do have a presence on YouTube and the likes, right? I mean, you seem to be doing quite well there. There's a following building up.
So over since about 2018, where I went on my own. So I started with one chuppah medley on YouTube, and more recently, about 4 months ago, I released my first single. And now with the song was the second single. So it's just slowly building up.
Aaron, so I thought my Hebrew was pretty good, but turns out it isn't. Because this word, ve'erashtich, mazi omeret, tatsbira, I don't have a clue. What does it mean?
Ve'erashtich is you should be betrothed or you should be married to me. Ve'erashtich li is you should be betrothed or married to me. And it's a verse from the Navi, the prophets.
Yeah, I told you my Hebrew wasn't too bad. Just Verashtich got me. So tell me something, growing up a religious guy, didn't your parents sit you down and said, my boy, music, there's better things to do with your life, so sit down, study, and go do something, important, like medicine?
So, it's funny you say that. My dad always said you can do whatever you like except medicine, because he's a doctor. actually this is more like a hobby. It's not full time. I think, for like the music industry, it's not easy to be full time. It's hard to make any money from it. But as a hobby and like, it's something that I'm like passionate about and I really enjoy. So on the side, it's something that I...
So something that struck me, Aaron, about your music, not just the fact that the music was very beautiful, which it is, and we're going to play out with another one of your songs in a short while, but the photography, if that's the right word, was absolutely incredible as well. I mean, there were drones. This was like professional productions. This wasn't some backroom production.
Yeah, so Anthony Freeman from Freeman Productions, he was very instrumental. He produced it and directed it. And so that for my previous song, which I'm assuming you're referring to. So which I try to put a lot into it. It was my first single and it was something that the message was very close to my heart. So I decided to try to put as much as I could into it. And I think it came out very beautifully.
It certainly did. You succeeded in doing what nobody else managed to do. You make Joburg look really, really pretty. You're sitting on the top of Linksfield Ridge with the sun setting. Yes. And it's really quite an appealing, quite a feeling video. So if people want to listen to your music, where are they going to find you?
So it's on iTunes, Apple Music, Spotify, all the platforms. As I say, it's kind of like I'm kind of in humble beginnings still. These two are the only real, new songs. On YouTube, there's some recordings that I did, like cover songs that I did. But, still building up.
So what are we going to expect from you, Aaron? Where are you going with this?
So I'm not sure. I would like to develop it further and maybe one day bring out an album. Seeing as music's quite an expensive endeavor, it would take a bit of financial backing to try to get there. but I'm hoping with the right support and over time we'll hopefully produce more singles and hopefully also an album.
Listen, you've got a ready-made market right here on IFM. We have an issue because our listenership loves the Hebrew songs, but yes. Unfortunately, due to licensing regulations and the like, we need to go local. So you are the absolute perfect answer for me. Just make the music and we'll play it right here because then I get Hebrew and local content, and what could possibly be better than that?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I appreciate that. Yes,
yeah. Looking forward to it. Aaron, what an absolute pleasure it was speaking to you. Thank you for opening my eyes to something very beautiful. It was really interesting because the day before yesterday, I play a 4:30 song every day, and I stumbled on a guy called Gabriel Tumbak. Once again, I didn't know him. Very much in the kind of vein that you are, a religious guy singing very spiritual stuff. Incredibly beautiful. And we've got our own local Gabriel Tumbak, I reckon.
Yes, thank you. There are a lot of talented artists out there, and I'm happy to be part of them.
Yeah, no, thank you so much for talking to us this afternoon on 101.9 Chai FM. That was Aaron Burke, really talented local singer. You will catch him, as he said, on all the various platforms. Certainly worth a listen. And let's listen to his second song, Tfilat HaEmuna, and I hope you enjoy it.
Chai FM.
Shetitah b'leivam chayisroel, sheyu